118, Origin of Property, by Sir William Blackstone. In the beginning of the world, we are informed by Holy Writ, the all-bountiful Creator gave to man dominion over all the earth, and over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. This is the only true and solid foundation of man's dominion over external things, whatever airy metaphysical notions may have been started by fanciful writers upon this subject. The earth, therefore, and all things therein, are the general property of all mankind, exclusive of other beings, from the immediate gift of the Creator. And while the earth continued bare of inhabitants, it is reasonable to suppose that all was in common among them, and that every one took from the public stock to his own use such things as his immediate necessities required. These general notions of property were then sufficient to answer all the purposes of human life, and might perhaps still have answered them had it been possible for mankind to have remained in a state of primeval simplicity, in which all things were common to him. Not that this communion of goods seems ever to have been applicable, even in the earliest ages, to aught but the substance of the thing, nor could it be extended to the use of it.